Welcome to On My Walk, the reading podcast that helps you capture reading's aha moments so you can grow and help others. Today, I want to talk about putting your vision to the test. Now, this comes from Leading with Vision by Bonnie Hageman, Simon Vetter, and John McKetta. You can read a review of their book at onmywalk.com. Now, what the authors say is this: in a company, a vision that can't be visualized is just a statement. Now, think about that. And I have to ask myself, why is visualization so important? Well, here's what the authors say. Visualization is important because visualization creates clarity. And where there's clarity, there's greater alignment and there's greater accountability. And I think the authors are spot on. So the question I'm asking is, how do we get clarity when it comes to vision? Well, listen as Bonnie Hageman shares an anecdote about the film Alien. And as you hear this recording, listen for three ways that you can put your vision to the test.
Remember also that the first time you share the vision, you need to bring people along. It helps if the vision has been a collaborative effort, but the likelihood is that there are still plenty who will need to buy into it. To a certain extent, you're pitching, and Hubbard's advice about simplicity is correct. Here's an example from a film pitch. The film, Alien, runs for almost 2 hours, and it has a cast of 8 main characters. I recently read a synopsis of the film that ran for more than 540 words. It was thorough, detailed, factual, and slightly dull. The pitch to the movie studio was just 3 words: Jaws in space. It was visual, emotional, and simple. It provided clarity. It's poetry. It's not a call to action in the same way that a vision is, but if you can apply the same creative thinking to simplifying and visualizing your message, then you have a greater chance of making a connection with the audience.
Jaws in space. Now that is good. That pitch was what Dan and Chip Heath would call in their book Made to Stick, sticky. And it was sticky because it was visual, emotional, and simple. Visual. Come on, who hasn't seen Jaws? And that conjures up all kinds of pictures. It was emotional. If you've seen Jaws, it gets you in the gut. And that statement did as well. Simple? Absolutely. It didn't take 540 words, just 3. Now, Hageman is talking about communicating your vision, making it visual, emotional, and simple. But I think the same can be said for crafting a vision as well. So today, take a few moments and reflect on your vision. Put it to the test. Is it visual? Is it emotional? Is it simple? And if not, what can you do to craft it in such a way that it becomes more visual, more emotional, more simple? Well, putting your vision to the test, that's my thought on my walk with Bonnie Hageman and her book, Leading with Vision. Now, what you do with it, that's for you to work out today on your walk through life.